Scientists, engineers, and researchers joined manufacturers at RPI Thursday to assess the future of manufacturing in the capital region by contrasting it with the strengths and challenges of manufacturing around the nation. Officials agreed, things are looking good. RPI President Shirley Ann Jackson.
Little bit of history. In 2011, PCAST, the President's Council of Advisors on Science and Technology, wrote a report to the President on the need to rejuvenate manufacturing in this country through what's called advanced manufacturing, using new techniques and processes and technologies for existing businesses, as well as doing those things to create a fertile ecosystem for the commercialization of new products and new enterprises. And so out of that came the formation of what's called the Advanced Manufacturing Partnership, and which is now on its second iteration.
AMP 2.0 is one of several regional meetings taking place across the country to gather input from regional stakeholders, generate ideas, and identify examples of innovative strategies for recommendations to President Barack Obama in strengthening U.S. manufacturing competitiveness. Michael Molnar is Chief Manufacturing Officer of the U.S. Department of Commerce National Institute of Standards and Technology.
Just last week, the President and the Vice President made the announcement about an apprenticeship program, and this is something that the AMP leaders were personally engaged with, and AMP principals, four of the AMP principals are taking the lead with pilots around our nation about apprenticeships for skilled trades.
Ajit Manichat of Global Foundries cited successful public-private partnerships with IBM, Hudson Valley Community College, and Albany's College of Nanoscale Science and Engineering.
Driving the national agenda of creating skilled workforce and creating jobs in the state of New York. Global Foundries, since inception, has created well over 20,000 jobs within Global Foundries and around Global Foundries in less than 4 years.
Also on hand, RPI graduate Gavin McIntyre, the chief scientist and co-founder of Ecovative Design.
My company is a startup company, and over the last 7 years, we've grown from two guys in the basement of the Rensselaer Business Incubator to over 70 engineers, scientists, production staff, and business personnel that have grown a business that was on the lab bench just 7 years ago to technologies that have been sold and licensed globally. And the reason that we have been as successful as we have been has been based on partnerships with the university, leveraging some of the research centers that are here at Rensselaer, including the Center for Automation Technology, as well as partnerships with the public sector, which have given us the initial seed capital to get off the ground and into manufacturing.
WAMC profiled Ecovative Design in 2009. There's a link to that story at wamc.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.